Listen and Live Audio presents Don't Tell a Soul by David Rosenfeld. Read for you by Eric Singer. Prologue. Friends have asked me why I'm telling this story, and for a long time I had no intention of doing so. For one thing, it's already been told so many times. Television has covered it endlessly. Newspapers and magazines have made it a staple on their covers, and the inexhaustible blogosphere has grown exhausted in the rehashing. Everyone remembers where they were the day it all went down. It is seared into the public consciousness, and nothing I can write will change that, nor would I want it to. But I have something new to tell, information that citizens have not heard, but perhaps can benefit from hearing. I was there. I had a front row seat, and that separates me from the other chroniclers of history. After having told my story for months to every imaginable branch of the federal government, they have mysteriously and arrogantly insisted I maintain a public silence. This I will not do. I will tell it as it happened, and I hope the picture I paint will be as unbiased as possible. It will be daunting for me, or painful, or cathartic, or a great relief. Probably all of the above. So why am I telling the story? I guess I just feel like you should know the truth. It's the little things that change your life. They change your life, Timothy Wallace. Whenever Tim Wallace's mother, Carol,